I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Face to Face. This is a show about change and about what's next. It's a show that wants to ask questions, peel back the layers of our average everyday experience, and go beyond scratching the surface. We interview amazing people with incredible ideas and stories who have done wild, weird, and wonderful things. Remember that imagination shared create collaboration, and collaboration creates community, and community inspires social change. I'm David Peck, and this is Face to Face.
So my next interview was with a group of three filmmakers, producers, writers, the creative team around a new television series called Under Pressure. This is a character-driven medical drama that's set in an underfunded public hospital in Rio de Janeiro. So it's a TV series that I hope you're going to be able to access. Look for it. It's called Under Pressure. It's fantastic. It's engaging. It's compelling. It's entertaining. So many issues that are raised that bubble to the surface during the first two episodes. These are issues that matter. These are issues that will make a difference to people everywhere, not just in the area where this was filmed. We talk about the difference between public and private health and how important that distinction is, and also about how important it is to get proper, meaningful healthcare to people everywhere. We talk about corruption and about medical dramas as a whole, and why this isn't House or ER, and why you need to dial in on a whole lot of levels. The first episode, I believe, had an audience of 40 million people. You need to check this out. We had a great time and a great conversation. The only disappointing thing for me was we didn't have more time, as they were getting to a premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival. Coming right up, we're talking about Under Pressure and issues, once again, that matter. DavidPeckLive.com for more information about my speaking and writing. FaceToFaceLive.ca for a whole new series of interviews around social change and filmmaking and global perspectives. And also rabble.ca for more information there too about blogging and writing around issues that matter. Coming right up, an engaging and interesting, fun conversation around a new TV series called Under Pressure. Welcome to Face to Face. We're joined by three very special guests here today at the Toronto International Film Festival to talk about a new television series coming out of Latin America called Under Pressure. How about, welcome and thank you for joining me. How about you introduce yourselves as we go from my left to right? Okay. And how's that sound?
I'm Lucas Paraíso. I'm one of the writers of the show with Jorge Furtado, Antonio Prata, and Márcio Limón. And we're very pleasant to be here with you.
Thank you.
I'm Mini Kerti. I'm one of the directors. And with Andrusha Washington, who is here.
Yeah, and myself, I'm Andrusha Washington, director, producer of the series.
So, Under Pressure, already I'm starting to feel the pressure, and I haven't even turned on my television set yet. So tell me a little bit about that. It's a medical drama. By the way, congratulations, and absolutely loved what I saw. I can't wait for the next episode.
So this is good to hear.
This is good news, right?
Very good.
So, my wife Elizabeth, she loves medical dramas. I mean, most of us do. I think there's something so human about this that kind of levels the playing field, right? That kind of very inclusive in that sense. Can you tell me about that,
the genesis of it, the start of the series?
Yeah, the real genesis came up with the idea of Minicarte 10 years ago to make a series about public health.
Yes, in Brazil.
In Brazil, in the suburbs of Brazil, near to the war zones, that it's a kind of drug lords fighting against each other in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So have the hospital in the middle of this situation, in a very precarious structure. The infrastructure of the hospital is very jeopardized by corruption. So we have this our main characters. They are the medical crew that runs the hospital, and they have to fight against this lack of infrastructure to save lives, and they are kind of MacGyver doctors using their gambiarras that
absolutely.
I'll explain later
yeah,
in
yeah.
order to save lives.
Yeah,
they have to
yeah.
do what they can.
Yeah, it's going to take 2 hours for the ambulance to arrive in one scene,
yes,
right? For the woman, I think, who they want to move from one hospital to another.
Yeah, we have a very different situation from public health and private health
of course.
In Brazil.
Yes.
And we wanted to show how public health works and how things goes in these hospitals with people who can't afford to have private health insurance or whatever.
Right.
And it's hard. It's really a tough situation, huge lines, and you don't have material to make the surgeries, and that's...
there's a great moment, which is the public, private, one of the patients wants to be sped up in the line. He says, who do I have to pay, basically, to get some privilege here? And
yeah.
Girl leans over into his ear and says, shoot a bullet?
Try a bullet.
Try a bullet.
Try to be shot by a bullet.
Yes, I'm in a hospital, aren't I?
Yeah.
Very, very gritty, very realistic, very kind of almost in your face in a way. Is that really what I'm stepping into if I go to a hospital
yes.
in that part of
yes.
Brazil?
It's worst.
It's worse.
No, it's worse. It can be worse. Okay? But
yeah.
this is the average of the public health hospital in Rio de Janeiro. If you go deeper in the interior of Brazil, it will be worse.
And our idea is not criticize the health
right.
system,
right.
No, because we know that we have a good health system if it was not... the corruption in our country,
right?
And if we could have administrators of the money, of the public money, it would be easier to finally found the patients to save their lives, you know. And that's what we are for us, the screenwriters, was always difficult to mix reality and dramaturgy.
Mm.
Our goal, no, our conflict. was to deal with reality and fiction at the same time.
Sure, sure.
Because sometimes things happen in life, and they are very surreal.
Yes.
If you put in a script, people would say, "No, that haven't happened. Come on."
Right, right.
And it did. So we have to make like this mix of jobs, no?
Yeah, there is one very interesting thing is that the public system in Brazil, in paper, it looks like NHS in England. It's much the same. It's almost the same. The problem is that in a practical way, it doesn't work like that because of the corruption.
Mm, right. You know, it's interesting. So the corruption, is it on the street corruption? Or are we talking kind of about high level? Is it bottom up?
About a high level.
All levels.
All levels. But it was like hidden under the carpet for the last years that it was only in the low and middle levels. But in the last 5-6 years, there was a chain of events that was blowing up, that the corruption was really in the top of the power. So a lot of people is getting arrested in Brazil right now. So it's a really messy moment, but in a way it's very good because it's bringing it was being taken out of under the carpet.
Right. So it's out, it's more out in the open now. Are people actually talking about it?
Yes,
in a,
a lot.
No, no. Yes,
it's like it never stopped. Like a guy was arrested right now. There was a guy like five days ago that they got into his house. He was like one of the ministers of the president, and they found $20 million Canadian dollars.
Wow.
In his house,
in
cash.
Wow, suitcase. Sounds like my house. Yeah.
So this is what's going on in Brazil, because I think everybody, police is digging, like the public opinion is on it. So
people are fed up.
Yeah, yes. People doesn't can't stand anymore.
And for us it was weird, because when we were writing the first season, we didn't know which reaction people would have, because life is so difficult right now that we were afraid that people wouldn't want to see it on television.
Why would, scared about the audience?
I live this. Why would I want to watch it on TV?
Exactly.
Right.
But at the same time, it was a challenge for us, you know, how to deal with those subjects and make kind of alert, you know? A kind of alarm with about our health system.
Well, I love the way... I mean, like I said, and I genuinely mean it, I was in from the get-go. Evandro is just, he's brilliant. The way he portrays the his own inner, I suppose, inner demons, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, what he's struggling with, the love for his wife, and just the challenges and the choices he has to make. It so humanizes,
yes.
Right, these things that we all kind of face. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not a medical doctor, but we face some pretty important decisions in our life, it seems to me, with respect to our families and the jobs we take and so on. And it's just, it's so beautiful the way you guys, pull us in. Was it a short before? Was it a book before?
No, there
before?
Was a film.
There was a film.
There was a film before, which was, this is very interesting. Because the film was released in a very limited release. It was, I think, 25 or 30 prints, screens.
Right.
And it was, it made less than 50,000 admissions. But we felt that a person leave the house, pay to see the fucking reality that is facing the in the daily basis in Brazilian life. It's something that didn't work very much in theaters. But then there was a decision that came from a proposal from Globo to make a co-production with Conspiração Filmes. And then we started to craft this series for free TV. And everybody thought, producers and executives from TV Globo, that it was important to touch on this subject, because it would bring political, economical, and social aspects and human aspects that is very important to talk about bring to society.
Sure.
And when we aired the first episode, we didn't know if the target was 20 points in audience with me, and we hit almost 30 points, which means 40 million people watching the episode at the same
remarkable time.
So it's we were in awe, because we went like 50% over the target. And it became a huge success, because it's a subject that everybody needs to talk about, sees what's going on represented in the screen, and in a way you use entertainment to talk about something that needed to be talked.
Yeah, well, it's a real parable, right? It's a story with...
Yeah,
I mean, story has meaning, to me, but...
And there was a huge research on real facts and real events.
Mm.
So all those stories are based on real stories.
Right.
Or something that someone lived, or a doctor that told the story that another doctor.
Yes.
We didn't went to files in hospitals, but it was a story. It's a verbal storytelling coming from many doctors and a huge research.
Yeah, so there's a stark realism there. So I want to talk about the garden hose. We lose power at one point, 2 hours for an ambulance. The building itself is kind of metaphor for I suppose, a crumbling infrastructure as a whole, how important those kinds of things really...
It's a
character. Right.
The building is
a character. I work in development, as my listeners know, and when you go into another country where you see an economy that's crumbling, or you think, wow, if we just had some more paved roads...
Mm-hmm.
If we had better hospitals, if we had better schools here, wouldn't things be, different? And the garden hose scene is just so It's brilliant.
It's a portrait of the situation.
Yeah.
And
it's real.
It's real.
So in the middle of a surgery, run outside. It's one of the many things.
Yeah.
Wasn't a drain.
Actually, episodes in the second season.
Did they sterilize it actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, the first thing is sterilize it.
Yes. Yeah.
I think in the next season we have to show being
sterilized
for sure.
Yes, but still, when life and death, right? The choices that you make in the moment.
Yeah, and they have to be very quick.
Wow.
Yeah. There is no time for a lack of decision. And for instance, the lady pregnant waiting for the ambulance, that will take 2 hours. And then the work, how do you call when it starts to work to born a child?
The birth process.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
When it starts.
Labor.
They cannot wait for the ambulance. So there is not a maternity.
Right.
Or in that hospital.
Right.
They have
to
improvise.
No maternity clinic. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I loved too, and I don't know how it's going to play out, obviously, which is so wonderful in its own right. But the dialogue between science and faith,
yes.
It's so lovely, and it's a part of this. What I'm assuming is going to be some kind of a love story,
mm-hmm.
yes.
But we don't know for sure. But wow, they're so good. They're so good. The conversation while she's eating and he's having a cigarette and that whole leaning over the balcony.
It's a doctor smoking.
I love it. So he's great. I love the contradictions, right?
Yeah.
The pills, the smoking.
This is something that was very smart in the way of crafting those, the main characters. This antagonism of fate
and
practicality of the science.
Yes.
And I think the antagonism of those characters and the ghosts that they bring with them.
Yes.
Like you will discover later on that the girl, Dr. Karenina, she was abused when she was a kid, so that's why she cuts herself.
Right.
And he lost his wife in front of on his operation table, and he didn't know why she died.
Yes.
So there was a guilt that comes with him, and that made him addict of opioids.
Right.
Which is a crisis here. In U.S. U.S. and Canada, I know.
Yeah, it is.
There is a huge addiction in opioids.
We're hearing more and more about it all the time in the news, and it's something that the U.S. administration is supposed to be worrying about and concerned with. But yeah, not maybe an easy solution. Maybe not right around the corner. So so this is a story under pressure. We're under pressure all the time, right?
Yes.
Right. Got to make fast choices. It's for me, you know, having studied philosophy for years. For me, I'm a hopeful cynic. I consider myself an existentialist. You know, freedom, choice, responsibility, and Evandro plays that so well. giving the man dying of cancer alcohol over medication.
I love
because
that.
You know what.
He was going to die.
He's going to die anyway. So, I mean, you know, the boy and leaning into the father's ear and saying, I should call the police, right?
Yes.
And he does. I'm assuming he didn't.
Mm-hmm. He didn't.
You don't want to give it away.
No spoilers.
No spoilers allowed. No spoilers allowed, yeah.
For us, for the screenwriters, one of the challenges was like to forget some medicine dramas that we've seen before. Far away from, not far away, but like it's a different show than ER or House or Grey's Anatomy. We wanted to look, to have a face, to have a mark, and the mark of under pressure is be under pressure with a lack of resources
conditions for
the doctors. And that's one of the things we are most proud of. Like our series is a very couldn't be done other else but in Brazil, you know, and can be done in different realities, but it's very particular. It's universal at the same
time.
There is particular, and I think this is a very good achieve for who doesn't
need or want access to good healthcare,
of course.
Right?
And everybody has a story.
Everybody deserves.
Yeah. I mean, lots of people argue it's a right, like education. Education's a right, human rights are a right, and so on, but they're not always necessarily accessible. So the writing, clearly research, doctors involved intimately with what's going on?
We had Márcio Maranhão, who wrote a book about he's a doctor. Uh-huh. He's a
thoracic surgeon.
Yes, yeah.
And he wrote a book about how was his journey through the public system healthcare in Brazil. So and nowadays he makes surgery in a private hospital.
Mm.
And it's there are a lot of histories that he told in his book
are in the
series. And he gives us all the feedback and his experience on set.
Oh, on set as
on
well.
On set, yes. And before, during the readings.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, we have a crew of doctors who are with us on set and before that, and he's the lead.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, no, yeah. The realism comes out.
They supervise writing, coaching for actors, lab for actors, and set.
Yeah.
So cocaine makes a little bit of an appearance in a really subtle way. I mean, it's so beautiful when a storyteller can take on such a huge subject, such a huge issue. I mean, we could list, if we had a whiteboard here, we could list all the issues that you're dealing with in the first episode of this show, but in a really entertaining way, which is a real contradiction in a way, isn't it?
Did you laugh sometimes?
Oh, the cell phone. The cell phone. Come on.
The cell phone, yeah.
It's great. It's ridiculous, right? It's just absurd. But what a great idea. What a great idea when somebody's life is at stake. And it just makes me wonder if that decision could they have come there to that point if they'd had the actual tools that they needed? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're,
again, back under pressure, right?
Yes.
What do you do when the pressure's on? So is that coming from any autobiography, your own experience as one of the writers?
As we were saying, I think everybody has a medical history in life. So now I'm with my family, and everybody sees the show, and everybody has a story to tell. And when somebody found us at a party, at a supermarket, at a doctor, and people know that we are doing the show, everybody, oh, I have a story to tell you.
Yes.
So all the
yes.
time we are filled with stories and stories and stories. And they are just the beginning of the real stories. Only is like start with the beginning of the, what we said, the outline of the character during the episode. And it's for us... It's not the surgery is very important, but not only the surgery and how Evandro resolves the surgery, but the drama that comes behind the story.
Sure.
You know, and how it touches our main characters. It's very good when you have the patient's story touching the protagonist's story, because it gave a lot of more camadish.
More layers.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of layers in Under Pressure. That is for sure. Without a doubt. Is there a tension in the country, would you say? I mean, maybe, it's everywhere, but that whole science and faith thing, is that really the rationalism versus,
Brazil is a very syncretic country.
Mm.
It's a lot of syncretism all over, so the religions meld with each
other.
There are many religions. And you have the skepticals as well.
The existentialists. Yes. they're everywhere.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is that 80% of the diseases and the fact that bring people to the hospital in these areas is because there is no family care stations that could avoid many problems. So we used to say that this is a disease. It is the misery disease. Which is a disease that the misery make worse things happen that could be avoided.
Right.
And this
is
something that we are trying to touch also. Like, and there is a conversation with Evandro and Samuel when he says if there is a family, a family care station for prevention, there would be no lines because 80% could be avoided.
Could be avoided with some simple understanding, simple education, and so on. Yeah. Well, so many people think education is the silver bullet.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been talking to a few filmmakers this week, and not just documentarians, but other filmmakers as well. And it's about how do you get there if you don't know?
Yeah.
If you don't know your past,
of course.
And if you can't tell the story, mm-hmm. in a in a meaningful way.
Of course, and don't let the disease get so far. You have to under education is that what you said? No, education is the one of the first decisions that our system should care about together with health.
Well, now we're back to infrastructure.
Exactly.
Right? Now we're back to the building and the garden hose and corruption and all that. Yeah, absolutely. So I love that Evandro doesn't know how to hold a baby.
Yeah, this is good.
He's a surgeon. There is no maternity over there. He's a surgeon.
Yeah. He's a skeptic. He's all about the tools, right? Yeah. He's all about the science of it. Yes. And this is where I'm so looking forward to seeing where that all goes and how Carolina?
Carolina.
Yeah, how she has an impact on him.
I'll send you the links.
I would love that. Thank you so much for your time today. It's wonderful. I hope everybody gets to see it, and apparently a whole lot have already seen it. 40 million people. So let's talk about that really briefly. Where can people get to see this, or where will they be able to see it eventually?
Yeah, now it's only available in Global Play, which is a streaming system from TV Globo that could be signed here. I think it's not available with subtitles yet.
Okay.
But
it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, I
think after MIPCOM it will come out.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Toronto.
It was a great conversation.
Thank you. Talking about a new television series coming out of Brazil called Under Pressure. Thanks. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.